Lifeline. You can take control of these airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line joining you. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that await you there. Unlike those other talk show hosts, you'll find that the website freetalklive.com is completely free. So enjoy those features on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot to talk about on the plate here tonight, including news, apparently, claim coming from Anonymous that the internet will be shut down. Am I hearing this right, Mark?
Yeah.
Tell me more about this, because this is a huge claim, but Anonymous, you know, they seem to be pretty good at coming through on what they say they're going to do. I mean, but prior to this point, they've really only targeted certain websites to take them down. The idea of taking down the internet as a whole seems pretty unbelievable. I mean, can they really pull this one off?
Couldn't anybody claim to be Anonymous and then make Anonymous look silly by making some silly claim?
I suppose, but there are certain channels through which Anonymous communicates that, you know, they are established.
What's the point? Is there a point stated as to why they're going to shut the internet down, or
SOPA
to make a point about SOPA saying that, you know, SOPA will basically shut down the internet?
I'm not exactly certain what the
well, wasn't SOPA defeated, and then the idea is they're going to bring it back quietly in some other piece of legislation.
That's the case.
Actually, there's some talk on the internet about some ISPs doing some of the backdoor SOPA stuff. At the end of either next month or this month or something like that.
Oh boy.
I'll try to find some more information.
So where's this coming from, Mark, this claim from Anonymous?
Well, it's all over the internet. All you have to do is search for it. But mobiledia.com, hackers threatened to shut down the internet on Saturday, signaling the hacktivist group's growing ambitions despite increasing pressure from authorities. Anonymous is organizing Operation Global Blackout in retaliation to the recent arrests of hackers and the threat of internet legislation through SOPA. The operation would target domain name service, that's DNS, mm-hmm. by attacking, it says right here, I don't know that actually, by attacking root servers, disabling access to any and all websites. The threat could be just that, or anonymous hackers may only be capable of shutting down internet service on a smaller scale. What's that smaller scale mean? Different localities?
It has to be with different markets or different segments of the internet itself.
Like, well, right. Each internet service provider has their own DNS records.
Sure.
Now, they all come from some... It propagates. So, like, for instance, if you go and... Mark, I'll tell you, have your own website. You put your website online, and then you decide you want to change servers to a different server. Well, that information has to propagate out across all the different DNS servers. DNS is basically the phone book for the internet. It's the lookup service, domain name system or domain name service or something. And essentially what happens is when you put in freetalklive.com into your web browser queries the DNS server that it's assigned to. Usually it's with your internet service provider, but here locally we use OpenDNS, which you can change your DNS server if you want to. And so it queries the DNS provider that you have, and it says basically it says, hey, where do I find this website? And the DNS comes back and says, well, you have to go to 69.179. You know, gives you the IP address of the site. And then once your web browser has that information, I mean, this all happens in a fraction of a second, but once the web browser has the numeric code that it needs to get to your site, it can then get there. So if DNS is down, you can't access any websites unless you have the IP address.
How does one get that thing? I mean, you
get what? Thing.
That IP address. Why doesn't that show up in the address bar when you're looking at stuff?
Well, if you look into the options, or if you look into various different views of the internet, right clicking and sort of looking at preferences, not preferences, but you can look into it and you can find it. And that's the point that is crucial, is that the internet is still working. If you had the IP address and the gateway, you can go into that website and navigate or whatever, but so it's sort of weird that it's all hitched on the name. Now, our IP address is usually static. Do they normally remain the same?
For a website that's, you know, serious, yeah, you'd want a static IP address.
So isn't there a way that you could just have a cookie on someone's computer that if they can't get to the DNS, then that just uses this IP address?
Probably. I don't know enough about cookies to be able to answer that question for sure, but you are correct, JJ, in that if you have the IP address of the website you would like to visit, you should still be able to pull it up, even if DNS goes down. But for the most part, this is going to take out, if they are successful in doing what they're saying they're going to do, and I'm not technically adept enough to really understand what they're saying. They said they were going after the root DNS or something like that?
Well, it says going after the DNS. Security experts say the group is likely to be able to attack DNS at a targeted local scale if it can pull it off at all. But whatever the result on March 31st, Saturday, the attempts show the world anonymous, fueled by ethical and moral ambitions, isn't going away despite pushback from international governments. To protest SOPA, Wall Street, or irresponsible leaders and the beloved bankers who are starving the world for their own selfish needs out of sheer sadistic fun on March 31st, Anonymous will shut down the Internet.
Now, the board operator says this is a big April Fool's prank.
Ah, that would be good.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that means it's an April Fool's prank in that they are actually going to take down some DNS servers or that they're just saying they're going to.
I think that's likely what the big the prank is.
I'm sorry, it's April Fool's, right?
Yes.
April.
Not April's Fool.
April Fool's.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I looked this up beforehand, and it was just Google results were just down the page. So it's a successful one, if nothing else. But, I mean, this is a good joke from Anonymous, if that's the case.
Well, I don't know. That's just what the board op says. I don't know what the actual status of the joke is. Like, if the joke will actually be pulled off in some places. Because, in theory, they could do this, right? They could shut down some DNS servers.
Sure. I don't see why Anonymous would. Anonymous is usually touting communication and the ability to connect and connectivity, so they're usually fighting for that aspect.
True.
And it's sort of hypocritical to
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought, too. I kind of thought, you know, them giving... What?
It didn't seem like something they would do.
That's not going to make a lot of friends. I mean, for God's sakes, I have broccoli to sell on Farmville.
Right.
What? Farmville.
I don't play Farmville, no. But I know that there are a lot of people that do.
You play one of those games. Which one do you play? The King's Castle or something like
that? Castle Age. I have played, but I'm really not playing that anymore.
Yeah, you got to stop asking for my help, man. I don't play those games.
I'm not asking for your
help. Kidding.
When you say you've stopped playing, do you mean like for the last 10 minutes you've stopped playing?
Right, I'm not playing at this moment.
Right. Okay, just checking.
Wow.
All right, so is this really a joke? Because I agree with you. When I heard this, I was shocked. Like, wow, Anonymous normally targeting big corporations, normally targeting the government. I thought maybe they were just doing it to show their power. You know, look what we can do. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. So hopefully the Internet won't shut down come Saturday, and this is all a big joke.
Further from the quote is, remember, this is a protest. We are not trying to kill the Internet. We are only temporarily shutting it down. We're at... hurts the most. Anonymous has successfully hacked into a variety of sites, from local police stations to government websites to the Vatican, but it also made threats to it never followed through on, like when it called off an attack on a drug cartel after facing retaliation. So, you know, the drug cartel, they were a little too scary for Anonymous to take on. Threats, however, continue with more interactive targets. The FBI and global security agencies are watching Anonymous closely. A widespread Internet shutdown would mark a historic digital attack. Also, the National Security Agency warns against attack on the U.S. power grid composed of millions of miles of unprotected lines. The FBI continually pursues the group, with Director Mueller... telling Congress agents charged 16 people in more than 10 states in connection to the Anonymous investigation. Caused by Anonymous or otherwise, Internet shutdowns could leave citizens powerless, like the government-fueled shutdown in Egypt amid Arab Spring protests. Anonymous may speak of Internet freedom against government control, but shutting down the Internet, they're disabling the same base they aim to protect. And I would think so. I think this would make people angry.
Sure.
More than happy with them. Whether Anonymous pulls off Operation Global Blackout or not, they may depend on the success of thousands of worldwide hackers. As more power heighten their attention to hackers and their potential to take out viral services, more retaliation on both sides is expected as the digital world becomes the next frontier for social and political battles.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and still come here tonight. Some TSA agents, really bad behavior from multiple different aspects. We'll explain. Free Talk Live.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am that dirty ass. Take away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this immortal death.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
There's no business like show business, so goes the old saying, and Hollywood understands just how true that is. In fact, these days you'd be hard-pressed to find a media company that doesn't have its hand in various proverbial cookie jars, those being television, film, and music. To that point, it comes as no surprise that 7 Arts Entertainment Incorporated has acquired Big Jake Music, a New York-based indie music label that's focused on established and cutting-edge music artists. For the independent motion picture production and distribution company, the addition was highly strategic, according to Peter Hoffman, CEO of 7 Arts Entertainment. With the explosion of cable networks, digital distribution for music, movie, and television content, and the existence of countless niches, it would seem that entertainment companies would be remiss if they didn't take advantage of this potentially lucrative revenue stream. For more information, visit www.7artspictures.com and www.bigjakemusic.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want via the toll-free number. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We invite you over there to enjoy the various features, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them.
That's, and if you're a lady listening, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, over at shrine.freetalklive.com. If you're looking for gold and or silver, you can find them and get great prices over at silver.freetalklive.com. We've got hand-picked gold and silver pieces from our friends over at Midas Resources. Now, Midas is the company that is behind the corporation that sends Free Talk Live out to the various different radio stations out there. Genesis Communications Network is the syndicate, and Midas owns that syndicate. So when you buy your gold and silver through Midas, you're helping Free Talk Live at the same time. So it's a great way to get the gold and silver you're looking for into your possession, because you don't want to buy gold without actually having it sent to you. You want to have it in your possession, put it somewhere that's safe, that you only you know about. You can Midas can help you with that. So just go to gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com. Both take you to the same place and order as much as you'd like. The more you get, the better the shipping deal. So, you know, if you can't afford gold, I go with silver because it's much more affordable. You can get more of it, and I think it'll be. I think silver is going to be more useful into the future anyway.
Some experts are predicting silver's to go up, you know, as a percentage higher than gold anyway.
Silver.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Phil, listening in Oklahoma City. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Yeah, hi, guys. Hey, you know that when you guys talk about technology, it kind of gets me curious and kind of excited to talk about it. A couple of things. The anonymous attack, somebody, when they decided to go through in preparation of this attack, they didn't really know that they were actually going to be biting more off than they could chew. They were under the impression that there was only 16 DNS root servers throughout the world. And unfortunately for them, that's not completely true. There are 16 routable DNS servers that you can get to by the web, but there are over 200 servers worldwide. And to lobby an attack that would cripple the internet completely is highly unlikely. You may cause some routing issues, and you may cause bottlenecking, but you're not going to shut it down. That's number one. Number two, I believe, is Dale your guest this week?
No, it's JJ.
JJ's here.
Oh, JJ, I'm sorry, sir. You were talking about something that's coming up really soon about the ISPs working in tandem with the lobby groups, and that will start on July 1st.
That's right. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, has a blog post about it on their website if you're interested.
Right, right. They first said it was going to be on July 12th, and then they turned around and changed it. It was July 1st. One of the scary things about what's going to happen on July 1st is, yes, the ISPs are going to cooperate with the lobby groups. From what I understand, what's going to happen is that the lobby groups are going to come up with some IP addresses, and they're going to turn it over to the ISPs to handle by sending out notices. And then after a while, after the notices don't work, then they're just going to shut off your access to the internet. But
one second.
I really thought this from a...
Could you explain lobby groups for a second? What do you mean by that?
Lobbying groups like the RIAA is considered a lobby group for the music industry. MPAA is the lobby group for the Motion Picture Association. They represent the movie conglomerate.
Right. So you're saying that the RIAA and the MPAA have gotten voluntary compliance from the internet service providers to send to do their bidding?
Have complied. Yeah, the big ones like AT&T, for instance, Time Warner, Comcast, Verizon, they all kind of just did a gentleman's handshake deal. And like I was going to explain, the one thing that scares me about this is technically right now the ISPs are protected by the Safe Harbor Act embedded in the DMCA that really does not make them liable for anything that the users post. But the minute they start to enforce moderation of any kind, then they're out of favor with the Safe Harbor Act, and they could be held liable for copyright infringement. So I'm wondering if maybe the lobby groups con their way into getting these ISPs to agree to become liable, so then instead of going after the individual user for copyright infringement and getting like anywhere from $20,000 to $90,000 a song, that they can go right after the ISP themselves.
I don't understand what you said about how it is that the ISP can be held liable for the actions of their users. How is that again?
Okay, the previous legislation that has been passed basically exempted liability for internet service providers. So, like, if you ran one and I was your user, anything that I post on from your service, you're not going to be held responsible for.
Sure.
It's all on me. Okay? Well, what this agreement essentially does is it makes the ISPs monitor and moderate their service, which...
Why would they get into an agreement like that? I don't know.
Are all their attorneys sleeping? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, again, I wasn't a fly on the wall, but I'm just looking at this from what I've read. And if what I've read is to be what actually happens, then yeah, then the lobby groups have pretty much got a big victory over the ISPs because now
it doesn't make sense.
They don't have to go after the users. They can go after the ISP.
Where would I find more information about that? Because it doesn't make a lick of sense as to why the ISPs would take that liability.
CNET has covered extensively on it. PC Mag, just pretty much any technology blog or news site would have what their interpretation of what all this means. Again, this is all based on verbiage that we're all looking at and trying to interpret. And like you guys were saying last night, you know, just because it's worded a simple one way. If you put three lawyers in the room, they all would have different interpretations. But
we
caution, being a technology lover myself, we caution on the error of the worst-case scenario. And the worst-case scenario would be the ISPs doing the bidding for
the
lobby groups.
I found the news here, according to CNET, and I'll look into that here in a moment. Anything else you want to say about this, Phil?
Not about this, but can I ask you a question, Ian, real quick?
Sure.
Okay, I know you guys talked a little bit about the Martin case last night. Something new came out, the Miami Herald basically suggested that the police department is threatening to throw the press into jail for asking questions off the clock. And I know that you...
Off the clock?
Off the clock?
Off the clock, meaning that after hours, the police officers will go in. They're threatening to throw the press in jail if they dare and ask a question off the clock. That is on the Miami Herald website.
Wow. Meaning, like, if the police chief is not on the clock, that he can't be asked a question?
Right. That's basically the insinuation, yes. And
It wouldn't surprise me. That's what they've done to me and some of the other activists here in the Keene area, because we were asking government bureaucrats questions as they were walking from and to their cars in the local courthouse parking lot. We were all threatened with arrest for trespass, and I was subsequently arrested along with Kelly and Derek for trespassing in that same building. So, yeah, they called it persistent harassment, although we were never charged with or convicted of harassment. We were just trying to engage in being the free press, and clearly that's all a big joke. Hey, thanks, Phil, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. We'll look more into this ISP cop thing here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more survival seed vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. It's all there and free at news.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so we'll continue with your phone calls and then coming up talk more about the internet service providers allegedly becoming the cops for copyright law. Let's go first, though, to Josh, listening in Brooklyn. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live, being JJ and Mark.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, Josh, what's on your mind? Well, what's on your mind?
Good. I'm listening usually online. It's my first time I'm talking because I have a crazy story with that from the past 2 days.
All right.
Listen, it's a crazy. I bought a bicycle, actually, I don't have a problem with the store, but the store, I have a problem with the police, probably. Why? Because what happened is, actually, I bought a bicycle 2 days ago. Yesterday, I rode the bicycle on the people's side. I mean, the people are walking on the passenger side. So a police officer stopped me and gave me a ticket. Okay?
So you're riding, I'm sorry, just to clarify, are you in New York City?
Yes.
Okay, Brooklyn.
Gotcha. So you're riding in a special area that's I'm a little confused.
There's a law in Brooklyn. You are not allowed to have a bicycle riding on the passenger side. You have to ride on the street. It means you have to get killed if a car comes. You have to ride on the street. There's not any extra place you should ride.
So when you say you ride on the passenger side, you mean ride, you can't ride.
Are you on the sidewalk or are you on the road?
This ticket is a crazy ticket. You have to show up in court, like the most important thing. But that's not really the issue I'm calling.
Well, hang on a second. Are you riding, were you talking about you're riding on the sidewalk?
I have to, I'm not allowed to ride on the sidewalk. I never heard of this law. They told me the law. If you ride on the sidewalk, you're getting a ticket.
But that's what you were riding on, and that's what they ticketed you for?
Say it one more time.
But you were allegedly riding on the sidewalk, and that's why you got the ticket?
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
He stopped me. He gave me a ticket. He says, you know what? Right now, actually, I'm talking to you. See another five people walking on the sidewalk, and nobody gives him a ticket at all.
Walking
and
on the sidewalk?
And I spoke to other different police officers. They told me it's unusual to get even a ticket. But nothing. He just stopped me. He gave me a ticket.
Well, it is New York City, and they can ticket you for almost everything there. I mean, there have been
correct.
People that have...
Correct, and when I'm not calling right now for that, really what I'm really talking to was crazy what happened today. Today I decided I don't want to get another ticket. I would go right tight on the street. I've been really careful. Now I really go really on the middle of the street. Normal. Like, you know, what happened is a truck came and hit my older bicycle. He hit my older bicycle and looked at the catch over here. He didn't stop. He put all the bicycle on the floor, and the computer was on my bicycle. Obviously, got scratched. He ran away.
So you were hit and run by a truck driver? Just to clarify, it's a little hard to understand. It's a little hard to understand what you're saying. So just to clarify, you were hit and run by a truck driver while on your bike today?
Correct. But I've been driving today, this afternoon, on the street because I've been afraid that I will get another ticket, right?
Right.
A big truck came, hit my old bicycle, the expensive new bicycle just bought it 2 days ago. Now, whose fault is it? It's the police. He asked me I should go on the street. What happened is if you go on the street, you can get killed. I'm lucky I didn't get killed. Only my
and you
bicycle.
Nearly got killed today by a truck that hit you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm lucky I didn't get killed. Only the bicycle. This was really special. Only the bicycle.
Right.
And it's a big loss. And I go back to the store. Sure. To prepare the bicycle is more expensive than to buy a new one.
Sure.
Right.
And
it's crazy.
Who do you think? Which part is that?
I don't know. I mean, obviously... A lot of places have laws against riding bicycles on sidewalks.
You got them here in Keene.
I can see why they have them. I get it.
You
at the same time, one would be crazy to ride.
It should not be even a law that they should say you have to drive on the sidewalk. And you say you should not allow you should drive on the street. What do you mean you should drive on the street? Where on the street?
Right.
Every person needs to have a place, right? Okay, you tell me now the sidewalk, okay? People go to the sidewalk. Parking, people have a special place where to park the car, right? Cars have a place. Everybody has a space. If not, they should make a law. You can drive on the
so you feel like as a bicyclist that you're getting the short end of the stick, that they're screwing you over and they don't care about you because, as you're saying, the cars have a place to be, the pedestrians have a place to be, but if you're on a bike, well, good luck. You can just go ahead and weave in and out of New York City traffic with crazy New York drivers and try to
see how late long you live, right?
Try to make it there alive.
It's crazy.
Josh,
yeah,
thanks for the call tonight.
I came up with a solution in the last 2 hours. Tell me if I'm right. A fantastic solution.
My solution is to leave New York City.
Have bicycles on the sidewalk, not on the right and not on the left. That means in the middle. You know, all the sidewalks are really, really a huge spaces. Most of the city... Brooklyn, all over, I don't know, there's enough space that you can make a special line, a red line, in the middle.
I hear what you're saying. I hear where you're coming from, although good luck getting New York City to change how it does its setup.
No, of course you can change it. I'm not part of the first story. That's a crazy story, no?
It is a crazy story.
Josh, thanks for sharing that tonight. I hope you can escape from New York someday, and appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
Wow. It's got to be frustrating to deal with, you know, the bureaucrats like that, and you know you're not going to get any kind of understanding. No one's ever going to change anything because you said something.
It's unfortunate that he had to experience that. Firsthand, the problems with the wise bureaucratic decision making.
Right. And right now, bicycling is one of the best ways to get around. You know, right, a lot of people are having to deal with an economic downturn.
Especially in a city.
You don't have to license it. There's no gas tax. Yep. It doesn't have the carbon emissions that so many people are worried about.
That's why they don't like you on a bicycle. They don't like it because they're not making money off of you. And so that's why we saw the news story a couple weeks ago that New York City is planning to start charging tolls to people on bikes at certain
wow.
locations.
Yep.
So
I wonder if you have to register your bike in New York City. Like there's some
good question.
There are some municipalities that force you to register your bike. Otherwise, you'll get a ticket for not having a sticker on your bike.
And of course, it's all about the money.
Yep. No, it's to protect your bike because
right.
if it gets stolen, remember the police are going to go out and they're going to spend time finding your bike.
Sure, they are.
And they're
sure.
going to bring it back to you.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, the only solution there is to get the hell out of New York City, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, this is a huge place with all kinds of government that is reaching into various different aspects of people's lives, and, you know, you're not going to change it.
It has a certain allure, and if you're in some businesses, you really can't live anyplace else.
I get it.
A lot of people's family is there, you know, just tough.
I get it. 1-855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Speaking of New York, is where the story's from CNET. The country's largest internet service providers haven't given up on the idea of becoming copyright cops. Last July, Comcast, Cablevision, Verizon, Time Warner, and other bandwidth providers announced they had agreed to adopt policies designed to discourage customers from illegally downloading music, movies, and software. Since then, the ISPs have been very quiet about their anti-piracy measures. But during a panel discussion before a gathering of U.S. publishers here today, the CEO of the RIAA, Kerry Sherman, said most of the participating ISPs are on track to begin implementing their program by July 1st. Supporters say this could become the most effective anti-piracy program ever, since ISPs are the Internet's gatekeepers. The theory is that network providers are in the best position to fight illegal file sharing. CNET broke the news last June that the RIAA and their counterparts at the trade group for the big film studios had managed to get the deal through with the help of the White House. Sherman told the attendees of the Association of American Publishers annual meeting that planners had always said that setting up an anti-piracy program like this could take a year. He told CNET following his panel that the process isn't as easy as turning on a switch. We'll tell you more about what they have in mind here in moments. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Although I'll have to say, if these ISPs think they can fight piracy, fight file sharing, which I think is a preferred name for it, they, I think, have something, something unexpected coming.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that you will find there at freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. And don't forget, there's also a little site that I take care of called freekeen.com, and now and then you'll see interesting things posted over at freekeen.com. There's one thing that's particularly useful that I wanted to bring to your attention, because normally we're talking about the activism and such that's going on in Keene over at freekeen.com. There's multiple posts per day these days over at freekeen. It's very busy, busy blog, the busiest, I believe, in all of New Hampshire as far as the Liberty Movement is concerned. And I know it may be one of the busiest blogs in New Hampshire. I wonder about that. How many blogs are actually focused on New Hampshire, etc.? But right now at freekeen.com, the brand new trifold that we have produced is available for you. It's the Philosophy of Liberty. Now, many of you may have seen the Philosophy of Liberty animation, which is a fairly popular YouTube video. It was originally created as a Flash animation online, and then it was translated into YouTube and translated into, like, 50 different languages. It's a very, very prolific video in the Liberty Movement, and it's excellent. The animation is very simple, but it gets the message across, and it's approximately an 8-minute long video that's really effective, I think, at
communicating. Yeah, that's great.
Communicating the ideas of liberty. It was created by...
You know, it doesn't even require sound. I mean, you can watch it and understand.
Yeah.
I think it has just some music in the background.
You're correct.
If you have the audio on in your computer. But, you know, I don't know what it's like for a lot of people out there, but I'm just not... I don't feel able to just turn the sound on at all times in my house.
You are correct. There is no actual narration to it. It's just text on an animated video. And it's very effective, I think, at communicating the ideas of liberty in a very short period of time. And so recently some of the activists here were trying to figure out, well, you know, we've been doing this school outreach and it's very controversial and, you know, we need something new to give to the kids at the schools. So what can we do? Because what we've been giving out was just the stuff we already had. Like we'd come out with Free Keen flyers or we'd come out with copblock.org.
org, Who Owns You, which Who Owns You from copblock.org is great. It's a great little flyer.
Yep.
But, you know, we wanted to have something that was more comprehensive, more of an introduction to the ideas of liberty. And where better to turn to than the Philosophy of Liberty video? Well, somebody had already taken the time of writing a copy to the video down, so taking all the text that appears in the video and making a file out of it that people could download. And so basically we took that text, truncated it down to make it more simple, and also for space reasons, and made it so it fit on a trifold, so front and back side of a regular 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper folded into three panels, and it turned into what I consider a pretty nice looking trifold.
It's beautiful. It's as professional as a trifold can look. You know, and I'm impressed with it.
And it's thanks to Meg McLean and her design prowess. You can visit her at MegMcLean.com.
She's beautiful and as good of a designer as you'll find.
And she's super. Yeah, she's super at doing this stuff. And so I hired her to handle this, and it looks great, and it's now available. You can download the JPEGs, full resolution. You can take those to your favorite printer, and you can print them out and distribute these in your area. This is not a New Hampshire-specific thing, even though we made it here. It is an international file. I mean, this thing can be useful wherever it is that you are, that you want to introduce people to the ideas of liberty. This is the brochure that that can do that for you. So if you go to freekeen.com right now, you'll see that that this particular news is up at the front page, and it'll always be archived over on our tools page at freekeen.com, where you can also download other tools like the Don't Take the Plea Deal outreach flyer and other printables that you can use in your local area. So I'm pretty jazzed about this flyer. I think it's really cool, and it also, as a bonus, promotes the Shire Society on
Looks great.
So there you go. Head over to freekeen.com, and you can download that at your leisure and print it out and distribute. So we were talking about the Internet service providers. Apparently the big boys, the Comcasts and the Time Warners and those folks, have signed on with some crazy agreement with the RIAA and its ilk, like the MPAA, to basically become their enforcers. Now, I'm not real sure what it is that they're getting out of this. That I don't really understand their motivation to do this.
Why did the comics come up with the comics code? Why did the movies come up with the movie ratings? In a lot of cases, there was pressure put on them with basically, look, you either come up with your own ratings association or we're going to come up with one for you. And maybe this is the situation is, you know, either you come up with your own enforcement of this or we're going to start enforcing it for you.
But they would have to... It still doesn't make sense to me. I mean, they're not they shouldn't be liable for the actions of their users. So why would they want to step in between the RIAA and the users and basically be their middleman to try to crack down on people? According to the story from CNET, there was a recent panel discussion that they were having at the, I guess, some sort of industry association group, the Association of American Publishers, where they're talking about their new scheme that they'll be implementing coming on July 1st. Or they'll begin to implement. It says here that each ISP has to develop infrastructure for automating their system. They need this for establishing the database so they can keep track of repeat infringers, so they know this is the first notice or the third notice. Every ISP has to do it differently depending on their architecture or their particular network. Some are nearing completion and others are a little further from completion. The program, commonly referred to as graduated response, requires that Internet service providers send out one or two educational notices to those customers who are accused of downloading copyrighted content illegally. So I guess my question is, who is it that is accusing these customers? Is the RIAA going to be accusing customers and then the ISP going to be their middleman and sending the notices? Or will the ISP be actively investigating their own customers and making their own accusations on their own volition? According to the story here, at that time, once they send out this confirmation, they've sent out one or two of these so-called educational notices. If a customer doesn't stop the downloading of so-called copyrighted content, then the ISP is then asked to send out confirmation notices asking that they confirm that they've received the notice. At that time, the accused customers will also be informed of the risks they incur if they don't stop pirating material. According to the news here, if the customer is flagged for pirating again, the ISP can then ratchet up the pressure. Participating ISPs can choose from a list of penalties, or what the RIAA calls mitigation measures, which include throttling down the customer's connection speed and suspending web access entirely until the subscriber agrees to stop pirating.
Hmm.
The ISPs.
Well, it beats the heck out of getting sued for $100,000 or whatever that the RIAA has been doing to people.
Well, here's my question. How many people who have a router at their home know about network administration? Mark, you have a router at your home. Do you know how to administer your router?
Well, I know how to get in and out of it.
Okay, you probably maybe figured out how to set a password on the router, perhaps.
Yep, it came with its own.
Okay. Usually that's like password or admin or something like
that. Something more than that.
So some people don't know this stuff, right? Like they just get a router, take it out of the box, plug it in, push a button, and they hope that it will work. And technology is made to where it is to the point where these things are possible. You can just unpack a box, plug stuff into it, and it'll usually work. Those people don't know how to identify users of their wireless system.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know, for instance, who is using their signal. So if you have an unpassed...
Imagine you live in an apartment over a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So, or that you are the coffee shop owner, and you want to give people access to the internet, right? And you don't, at the same time, you're not a network administrator, and you're just a coffee shop owner. You don't have a network administrating department. It's just a small mom-and-pop coffee shop. It's not like your Panera Bread where you've got some IT department. No, you've just got a router that you're letting people access. So if people are using your internet, and this is, by the way, the LRN.FM studios, we've got lots of people that have access to the internet connection here.
Sure.
If people are using your internet, how are you supposed to police that? So if all of a sudden the internet service provider sends you an email as the account holder, because you're the one who becomes liable in this particular case, say, Mark, we've determined that, according to our records, you've been pirating some files here over your internet connection. You're like, wait, what? I didn't do anything. What are you talking about?
First off, you probably think it's spam from Nigeria. I mean, you know, when I get some kind of...
It comes from @comcast.net.
I don't know necessarily anything. I don't believe any of this stuff.
Well, let's say they call you up.
Okay.
And like, hey, you haven't responded to our emails. We sent you one of these educational notices.
No, I imagine it's going to come through your like, if you have Time Warner, for example, it's going to come like your bill comes in an envelope in your post office box.
Or I believe that.
And then it's going to say, hey, you've infringed. And like this Electronic Frontier Foundation, mm-hmm. This article here, they talk much more critically about it and how the burden of proof, rather than on the accusers providing infringement, proving the infringement, is actually on the subscriber to prove they're not guilty.
This is not good. We'll continue. If you've got more to share, we can do that here in a moment. Also, your thoughts are certainly welcome. Maybe you know a little bit more about how this is going to be implemented. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com. As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.